I'm standing in Waterstones in Midsummer Place Milton Keynes, and I'm with Annette Reed, who's the floor manager for Waterstones, and she's very kindly allowed me to do a little bit of research in here for the recipe book prep that's coming out. Annette, I just wanted to ask you, I mean, standing in this recipe book section, this is absolutely... It's quite mind-blowing.
Chocker, isn't it?
It is. There are so many recipe books, but what makes a good one?
Basically, photographs of whatever you're, you know, making. People like to see what the end product should look like.
So you think it almost like a page per recipe, a photograph per recipe?
Yeah. Also, not too many ingredients. When people look at a recipe book and there's a big long list of ingredients, it can put people off.
Turns you off, doesn't it? Yeah, the shopping list is just mind-boggling.
Yeah. Okay. People aren't always that adventurous when it comes to sort of shopping lists. If you're going to have an item that's a bit unusual, stay in the back where you can find these things.
That's true, actually. I was on a book the other day and I wanted some edible glitter, and I was like, where do I find edible glitter from? Yeah. And what about the cover? Is the cover important? Is that something that makes a difference?
Definitely. I mean, a bright cover is always good. Something that's a little bit different, striking, very strongly designed. I mean, Leon do fantastic covers.
Yeah. Looking at this one here. Actually, yeah, that is amazing.
They're beautiful. Covers. Yeah, exactly. They're kind of retro style, poster style.
It's seriously beautiful. I mean, I'd want that just for the fact that it's got a beautiful cover on it.
They're very clever at marketing their books and the way they're doing their books. And they've got stickers in the back for their lunch boxes, which is brilliant. They've got posters for the different cheeses around Britain.
So a bit of interaction there as well.
It's interaction. I mean, it's a bit unusual for a cookbook, but they somehow have pulled it off. It just fits their...
I've seen
things.
This bright pink book up there as well. That's quite eye-catching, isn't it?
Very eye-catching. It does draw people's attention and they will go and pick it up.
Which is my cover, I think, is going to be pink. We're still just in the middle of deciding.
Yeah.
So, and what do you feel about an unknown author? I mean, I'm unknown. Do unknown authors' books sell just as well? Or
author books sell, especially when they've got their programmes on TV. Yeah. I have to say that. I mean, Nigella's new book didn't really take off until she was on TV, ditto for Jamie's 30 Minute Meals.
Right, okay.
It's when they go on TV that the books really shoot, and it'll be the same for The Hairy Biker's 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that is the case. For instance, when Nigel Slater brought out his tender, people were coming in asking for Simple Suppers because that was the title of the programme.
Right, okay. And for an unknown author, do you still hold hope against the big names?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's up to local stores then to market the books, put it in what we call our feature space, which is where the books are sort of there, usually with a...
Oh, yes, okay, with something about them.
Yeah, with a little recommends card, we call them. They're not all there at the moment because we're just switching these over. But it helps customers to...
That's brilliant. Thank you. I might have time for one more question before the boo runs out. Can you tell me, you've asked if I can come in and do a launch here. Yes. What does that involve?
What would you like it to involve?
I'd quite like to bring some cakes in, actually, again.
I have to talk about cover the whole health and safety side of that. That would be great if you could. But, if you wanted to do a demo or something like that, I have done
that
an
would
event
be
with
fabulous.
Mary. I've done an event with Mary Berry before now, and she stood
Seriously?
Doing a demo. Yeah.
Oh no, I would love to do that. That would be fantastic. I can't wait. Thank you very much
That's
for having
all right.
me in, and
it's
I'm
no
going to go
problem.
And do this research. Annette, thank you.
Thank you.